Good morning, my friends. How are you this morning? This is Heidi Metz with Spiritually Speaking, and we're continuing with our prayers of biblical hope, seeking God for the city 2020. And we are still on week one, and we will be continuing to seek God's face. This is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek your face. Psalms 24:6. So stay tuned for our next day in seeking God's face. Today we are seeking God for passion to know and worship God. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from God, from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, even as Jacob. Psalms 24:5-6. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshipers. John 4:23. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Jacob was our father in faith, but he appeared to lack integrity. He was devious in some of his dealings, yet he was ambitious to obtain your blessing, willing to wrestle angels, refusing to let go in order to be blessed. We desire the audacity of Jacob, to seek your face even as he did. We have come to you in the righteousness of Jesus. Add to us now the zeal of Jacob. One day there will be a generation that will seek for God, then your blessing. They will seek your face and never let go. Let us be a more promised generation, young and old together, who will seek your face with lasting passion. An hour will come when you will receive what you have long sought, a people worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Keep seeking those who seek you in our city. Find and form a generation of true worshipers. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, we did that. Sorry. Friends, I encourage you to pray today for people to be filled with passion, to love and serve God, that the Father would gather a generation of full-hearted worshipers in our city. While we're seeking God's face, seek God for ethnic communities. Pray that God will bring racial harmony, that long-standing offenses may be healed by the forgiveness that begins in Jesus. The Christians show honor and serve others in Christ's reconciling power, that the beauty of distinctive languages and cultures would be on display in local churches. During your prayer walk today, pray blessings in the neighborhood with an ethnic identity different than your own, or pray blessings upon a business owned by people of another ethnicity than yours. Meditate on God's word today in Psalms 22:27. All the end of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him.
Thank you for tuning in, my friends, and I will see you tomorrow for another day of seeking God for the city in 2020. Have a wonderful day.